This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting today. My name is Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Boy, there's a lot of news this week. Where do we start, right? Kind of feels that way anyway. Listen, I was kind of looking over, and my friend George was reminding me about Washington's farewell address. And it talked about having alliances to nobody. And it talked about there was no constitutional authority at all for any type of foreign aid ever. I think the founders were very afraid of that. And maybe for good reason, do you think? So I want to tell you, I'm writing out an expose of what's going on right now in foreign news. And last week I interviewed the great Lara Logan, and she had worked foreign news for 60 Minutes CBS. And she was talking about the lies. She did a fabulous interview, and she was just talking about the lies and the things that are happening right now. That even in foreign news, we know that the Smith-Mundt Act in the 1940s gave them the ability. This was right when the UN was starting. It was right when the CIA was starting. Everything, right? That was pivotal year. That was back when Israel was funding Hamas. Okay. And there were so many things going on in the late 1940s. And so we had the Smith-Mundt Act. And the Smith-Mundt Act said they could propagandize in foreign news. Now, they'd already been doing that. They were going to now sort of, you know, make sure that everybody knew that they had the legality to do that. Then in 2012, our Republicans and our Democrats and Obama signed it. Basically re-upped it to mean that they could propagandize to us here in America. Now, they'd already been doing that for decades too, via the spooks, and they were infiltrating CBS, all the new different news programs. But it's interesting that we didn't really get any news on this. I mean, it was sort of buried, and the Smith-Mundt Act was re-upped so they could just basically lie through their teeth, and nobody could have any recourse about it, okay? I want to talk today about writing this expose because I'm left with so many questions, as you probably are aware. I would have a lot of questions with what's going on in foreign news right now, and a lot of it seems very reminiscent of things that we've been through before. So the word progress, if we're going to progress as a nation, I know the left uses it as a term to gut our country. But real progress would mean that we learn from history, we get a little smarter. I don't know if that's happening. We got people wearing masks in cars, and people still afraid of germs wearing masks again, and even for no reason. So I don't know that we're any brighter. I don't think we are, and I think that we need to learn from our history. And so let's go back, because I'm trying to fill in all these blanks. So, of course, you can email me. You know, Kate@katedalyradio.com, and yeah, right on my website, katedalyradio.com. And maybe you can help me fill in these blanks as I'm trying to sift my way through the information, because it seems like there's some glaring holes. And in a day and age when everything is sort of wrapped up into religion, it's kind of hard to ask these questions. It's kind of hard because there's a lot of shaming going on right now if you simply ask the very, very obvious. But I feel like if we as an audience could honestly work together just to fill in the gaps, then I will be fine. Then I can move forward and believe everything in the news, and we can have we can throw a party, because it'll be the first time we were told the truth in the news. So I'm actually looking forward to that. So as I pose some questions to you, and as I bring up some things and inconsistencies and things that are just not making sense to me, it must just be me. It must just be me. I don't know. Maybe it is. And that's okay, because I can handle that. I can handle that. I want you to set the record straight. I want you to tell me where these, how to fill in all these blanks. Because I'm kind of having a hard time. There's a lot of them, and they're mounting. Not quite sure what to do with that. And we always feel sad, and having victims is horrific, and so I'm well aware of that. But I also have all these questions, and so maybe you can help me today and help me fill in the blanks. So I'm going to come right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I got to vet all these things. I'll be right back. Kate Galley, guest host today.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, guest hosting today. I'm Kate Daly. Nice to be with you. All right, so let's kind of go back to Saturday, okay? Because the news is saying day five, and the news is, day five of darkness. And then today's headline was really interesting because it was saying that Israel is now going to work on creating an emergency response to what's happening. And I found that just kind of strange because I thought they already did. It's been 5 days. It's not a big space. So I was wondering, why are they just doing that now? It's just a huge looming question for me because if somebody was attacking our country, I know that we'd have 90% of our country, armed citizens, man, going down to a certain border that was open or, you know, however people were, whether they were going to hang glide in or whether they were going to catapult in or what have you. And I know that there would be questions, you know, and people would rush. And I mean, it wouldn't even take an hour. People would be going to defend the country. So this is the most secure country on earth. They don't let anybody in. And they haven't. And so an attack like this really hasn't happened. So the factor of surprise surprises me. To be honest with you, I'm surprised that they were surprised. Because how do you surprise the 9.3 million people, with the Gaza Strip right there? How do you do that? So if you could answer me that, I'm really searching for the answers here. So how does a surprise attack happen and without knowing about something going on in your country? And then why does it take 5 days to finally say, well, maybe we should respond to this? That I thought was really, really weird. And the other thing was there was an area they were going to, and it took the Israeli army 5 hours to go the distance of only 57 miles. And I thought, outside of Jerusalem, and I thought, that was weird that it would take 5 hours to go 57 miles. Does that seem strange to anybody? And I wondered if anybody else realized that or saw that. I thought that was kind of strange too. And so the distance from Jerusalem to Sederet is 93 kilometers, which is about, you know, 57 miles, right? And no F-15s or no F-16s or no airstrikes. That was kind of strange. My friend Eric brought that up. I thought, wow, it is a little strange. And so there wasn't the response, but everybody has to join the armed forces there, so I know everybody's well versed, and I know they're not an armed country, which doesn't really make sense to me, but I just wondered if you guys could fill in that blank for me. Also, I was wondering about there's a lot of things about Syria too that are kind of coming up for me because I covered Syria quite extensively in 2012. So in 2012, we had a story about a or maybe it was 13, we had a story about a little boy who was covered in dust, and there was a whole story about him, and it ended up coming out that he was sitting in like an ambulance or something alone, and they said he was orphaned, but then it turned out that that wasn't the real story. And so I was kind of reminiscing on that. I was reminiscing on a few things, actually, a few things that kind of caught my eye. And so I remember back in 1990 that there was fake news. Citizen Truth came out with this, and they said fake news from 1990. Nariah's testimony, the 15-year-old, was widely publicized, and there was a company that had filmed the hearing and sent out a video news release to MediaLink and the firm that served like 700 stations. And there was testimony from her, 15 years old, that was aired on Nightline and Nightly News, and it was an estimated 35 to 53 million Americans. So that is a lot of Americans that we're dealing with there, okay, watching this. And she was the testimony. It lasted about 4 minutes. It was, wow, the anniversary, October 10th, 1990. Kind of strange, same exact time. And she was volunteering, she said, at Aledon Hospital with 12 other women. Remember, she was testifying against Iraq, okay? And she said she was the youngest volunteer. And the other women were between 20 and 30 years old. And she said, when I saw Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns, and they took the babies out of the incubators, 23 babies, and then they let the children die on the cold floor. And she was crying, and she was saying how horrific this was. And I was a little surprised by this because I think that the news didn't really cover any questions about it. They didn't ask any questions, if I remember right. So then they came out and they said New York Times in 1992, actually, came out and said the girl's testimony was orchestrated by a big public relations firm. And the client's aim was to secure military support through the U.S. through raising awareness about the dangers posed to Kuwait by the Iraqi Saddam Hussein, okay, dictator. And the girl that gave testimony was also revealed that she was not just an ordinary civilian, but the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States. About that time, that wartime, okay? So I thought that was a little strange, because all of that came out after, but not during. And so 35 million to 53 million Americans were seeing her testimony, and then her testimony was debunked. Okay. And then there was another paper that came out and said, in war, some facts are less factual. U.S. assertions from the last war in Iraq still appear dubious. Interesting. I remember when ISIL, beheaded infants and raped women according to their atrocities. And so this organization entrusted with monitoring genocide revealed that members of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, were beheading babies and filming acts of rape against women. And I was remembering this. Then I was remembering the Afghan women throwing babies onto barbed wire to save them as they were all trying to get out of Afghanistan with King Dingaling and what he was trying to do there by leaving all of our equipment there, right? Leaving everything there. And that's kind of curious that we left everything there, because I wonder how that's being used. That's kind of interesting. So there was that. And then going back to the 1990 thing, the Gulf War rallying cry, okay? And what's interesting, this was more of like a liberal news reporting agency, but it was interesting as they were saying, you know, the journalists, they were starting to question the journalists, the doctors at the hospitals were denying the incubator allegations, but it took a while for this to happen. The doctors, reportedly LA Times, were denying that the Iraqis did anything like that. False testimony, and it came across as a massive propaganda machine. And of course, the 1991 invasion of Iraq. And then, of course, we had the in the 2000s, our invasion of Iraq. Same thing. There weren't really, you know, evidence of weapons of mass destruction. OK, so all of these things. Right. Then you have in Syria, because I covered Syria extensively, we had the white helmets, and they said they were slaughtering people. And the news story was the white helmets were the heroes. And then it came out that they were actually doing the gas attacks. And they were talking about all these false flags happening with emergency services. So the emergency guy sent in clearly might have not been the good guy. Because as stories started to surface, they were saying, we were rescued by these white helmets, but it seems and appears that the boots on the ground were saying the white helmets were actually doing the things that they were accusing Assad of. So that was strange. And they were under the serious civil defense mantra organization. And all of these things kept coming out. Who are the white helmets? And of course, you know, ABC and mainstream news and everything we're talking about, it's a grassroots team of volunteers, right? In the early years of Syria's ongoing civil war, right? Which began as a peaceful revolution. But the problem was it was found out later that they weren't so peaceful, and they were caught maybe doing some things that looked and appeared to be the fact that they might have been the ones stoking the fires over there and doing the atrocities that we blamed on Assad. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I have more questions if you can help.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. How are you today? Just trying to fill in the blanks. If you can help me out, that'd be great. You can email me, Kate, at KateDalyRadio.com. Let me know. I've got all these questions, and I'm just hoping to get them answered. And, you know, I want to do a little disclaimer here. I'm not talking about the people of Israel. I'm not talking about a particular religion. And we have to say that now because everything's kind of tied up in one thing right now. And I stand with, I want a flag that says, that I think would probably be maybe a better explanation of kind of how I feel about everything going on over there right now. I stand with the people of Israel, but I do not trust their government. I wish I had a flag like that because I know that in 2023, all governments have been hijacked at this point in time. So I don't know why we would just believe. It's almost like it would be a unicorn to have a government that wasn't hijacked or infiltrated with certain people that might not have the same goals as some other people in a government. Ours has been hijacked. They do things in our name that we would never approve of. And everybody wraps us in under one bow, which is really tough for us because we recognize where the intelligence agencies take us and what they're doing in our name, but it's always wrapped up in a bow. And I feel like it's this way for every country. And so for me, I care about people around the world and I care about my fellow man here in America. And so I'm going to say that as my disclaimer today, because I'm asking questions, which I feel is a very American thing to do. If we stop asking questions and we're unified on one front of thought, then we cease to be American ever again. Like, don't just give up your American card because you're no longer an American. That's how communists do it, is they force everybody to believe the same thing and say the same thing, right? And if you don't walk in conformity, then you are shamed, okay, or taken apart or dismantled or reputation tarnished. That's how they work. And so I don't agree with that at all. I think as Americans, we still have free speech to speak up. We better start doing it and doing it a lot more because I'm sure you have same questions I do. And so that's what my flag would say. I stand with the people of Israel, but I do not trust their government. I don't trust any government. I interviewed Niran Awahi a couple of times, and she was from Iraq, and she said, you know, during the Iraq war, she said it was the Kurds that were coming in and taking the land, and what we heard over here in our news wasn't the truth. And she said, you know, Saddam talked about the Christians as if they were roses to him, okay? Not saying that he wasn't a dictator, not saying that he didn't do bad things, okay? But she said, in that case scenario, she said, we kept watching what the news was telling us in America. And she said, they kept lying to you guys. So they were talking about this whole thing with the babies and the incubators and throwing babies up and landing on spears and all the rest. And she said, you know, this didn't play out there. And they would not, she said that Saddam actually went after the people that were coming in and trying to take his land across the border. And she said, so we were defending the country. But she said, in your news over in America, it made it sound like he was doing all these things solo with his government and all the people were the victims. And that wasn't the case. So I've always kept that in the back of my mind. As she went around the country to talk to people, and she's a lovely lady, talking to people about, you know, what happened. So let's have that in the back of our minds too. So the money, was being shut down, in the spending bill to Ukraine, and all of a sudden this attack happened. So The one thing I've tried to find and I can't find, and maybe you as an audience can help me out here as I'm writing this expose on this. What was the reason that you would take an army of 10,000 on Hamas and that you would penetrate the most secure country on earth with a very large army and very capable of doing a lot of harm? 9.3 million people. So 10,000 in the army, 9.3 million people. Why would you go in and do this knowing that the United States is going to jump in too, which has the biggest army in the world, at biggest firepower? Why would you do that? Did something happen that was so big that you that an army would feel like right now would be the perfect time to go in? And then what's the goal? Because what I see is terrorizing people, but I don't understand what the goal was to actually go in. And then the latent response was also strange. So if anyone out there can fill in those blanks for me, I sure would love to hear that, because there was never a reason. In fact, the only reason given that I could find, and I scoured for the reason, because usually an attack like that, being able to even get in, that's a surprise. But even being able to get in, you would think that something very, very major had to go down in order to do that, knowing that the end result would then be that, I mean, they're obviously, Israel's going to win in this, right? Because, I mean, you're only looking at a very small army, okay? And I remember this with ISIS, too. I was thinking ISIS is tiny, and they're matching trucks and they're matching white outfits that they don't wear in the Middle East. And I thought they were well-funded, but I thought they were tiny. And everybody has the power to blow them away, so why would you not? And what would provoke the reason? Well, the reason they gave was that there was just a lot of animosity. And we know that for years and years and years, but there was a lot of animosity between them. So I thought that was kind of a strange reasoning. It was like, that's it? That's why you would go and know you were going to get annihilated by a very large army because of anomaly, like things that were happening and angst between two countries. That was really strange. Now, Ron Paul, I've interviewed him probably 5 or 6 times now. And let me tell you, he's very adamant, and he gave testimony about Israel funding Hamas in the beginning and making sure that they were the ones behind that. So it wasn't like, and you have people like Cohen and a lot of people out there that were also agreeing with that. So that's not a theory. So that was another strange piece. But I did find the reasoning, because everything usually has to make sense. So if you see something, it's got to fly, right? When we go into wars, we lose liberty. The people in Israel lose more liberty. We lose liberty. Everybody loses liberty, because the goal then is to tighten up the ship, right? To never let it happen again under the guise of safety. So we end up losing, we end up having less liberty here. So as this is spiraling, and as this is allowed, if I could say that, allowed to get big, because the latent response, 5 days later, they're just now starting to do a mountain emergency response, and it took the army 5 hours to cross 57 miles. None of that makes sense. No airstrikes, no nothing. Gaps in the border, what? It doesn't make, none of it makes sense. Well, if we end up having this thing escalate on these premises, and your young boys and my young boys are tied into this, I want to know why. And it better make sense. It better make sense. Nobody wants to see anybody killed. But I also want to add in the fact that things can be exploited to also look bigger using AI. And we know, and we've been warned about the presence of AI. So we know that this is a big, big deal. And it isn't like we weren't warned, okay? Everything we see and everything we hear that's eerily reminiscent of many, many, many battles and things that we've been in, one, needs to make sense, and two, we need to not believe everything we see with our own eyes, but question, question, question. And after all, it's the American thing to do, okay? I'll be right back on Alex Jones with more, and I've got more, so you can't go anywhere at this point, okay?
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, guest hosting today, and glad to be here with you, of course. I have so many questions and a lot to say. And are we allowed to ask questions? I get the feeling that we're kind of not allowed to ask questions, not on this show, but just in general, in public, on social media. You get really fierce labels if you ask any questions at all, and so this isn't meant to be offensive in any way. It's just meant to say that there's so many things that aren't making sense about this. I can't not mention them because they're so in our face. So basic questions, if you can help me out as I'm trying to write this thing, I am at a lot of holes. So, a couple of things. In false flags, if that was, can they have real attacks? Yes. Can they also be made to look bigger? Yes. Could they be bigger? Now, yes. Are a lot of the things in our history organic or natural happening, or would they be more set up and more controlled than we realize? All of our wars as we became America have been very controlled for certain reasons. And in World War One, they were even putting insurance policies, $4,000 a piece, on the soldiers as they were making them guinea pigs for the vaccines. And then, of course, there were reasons for World War One that served a lot of purposes, okay, with money and the incoming banking system and everything else. And then also World War II, it was kind of well known now. I would imagine that we knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen, and the president knew that. And I think that sometimes people can be very expendable in things. Countries look at people as expendable or collateral damage as things happen. We all know that the reasons, you know, for Vietnam, and we know the reasons for Desert Storm, and then, of course, Iraq, for no apparent reason, had nothing to do with 9/11, but we were so emotional. So I would hope that we could check our emotions at the door, because I feel like there might be a lot of gaslighting here with the headlines, because the headlines seem very reminiscent of previous things that we've been through, all the same types of headlines. And in the past, those headlines were proved to be false. So I think a measured approach to this would be probably the best thing we could do at this point. I feel like the flag waving right now, everyone's hoisting up flags and virtue signaling on Facebook, and they've got the circuit thing around their photo, and everyone kind of joins in on the emotion of things, even when things don't make sense. But what's interesting about that, I feel like they would fly 10 flags, 5 flags if they could, flagging, one-upping. You know what I mean? It's strange, because I don't even sometimes wonder or think, do we know why we're doing something? And like George Washington said, he said, be careful of alliances, be careful of those strong ties, because what does that mean? Now, we are a people that says we love to have people's back. And that's not a problem. That's a good thing about us, okay? We want to help people in need, and we want to have people's backs, and I get that. And when we see real victims, we want to rush in to help those real victims, and I understand. Because I'm the same way, and I have a lot of empathy and a lot of feeling for people when they're bullied or when they're taken advantage of or exploited. And sometimes I wonder if the peoples of every country are exploited and taken advantage of by their own government. And if you look in history, and we learned anything from history, made any progress at all, you would probably see that that's very true. Also, today it was announced that Netanyahu wants to unify the government to address the emergency unified government, whatever that means, and that this is a situation that this gives cause, because it's an emergency. Remember, emergency services, we've been talking a lot about this. This is what provokes our election fraud. Emergency services they're forming the emergency unity government with opposing politicians, and that everybody's going to get on board because of the attack. So I thought that was a little strange. And then the headlines from the very beginning, without actually launching any sort of defense or strategy to shut down the small group of infiltrators paragliding in, which never made sense. Because I'm sure they would notice that. But it's strange because there's no defense, and then they've got all these atrocities happening. And then when I saw the headlines with the babies, I was immediately taken back to 1990 and 2002, because they were saying the same exact headlines, which I thought was kind of strange. And then, of course, Congress came out yesterday, and they were saying the most important thing that they could do was to pass a resolution to support Israel. They already do support Israel. They're very blatant about it. I mean, if you don't, remember Cynthia McKinney was telling us, if you don't sign the pact to support Israel, you're pretty much out. So what are they doing? We already have that. And I mean a million times over. Our presidents get vetted over there. So it makes no sense that we have to publicly say now we... resolute? What does that even mean? It's just a resolution on paper? I don't know what that means, because we're already there. That makes no sense. And then they said that they had to get a speaker, which Scalise seems to be the choice. A speaker, or they're paralyzed. They can't do anything without a speaker. They don't have power without a speaker? I don't remember or recall seeing that in the Constitution ever. Do you? Anyway, but yeah, they can't do anything. They're just paralyzed. They don't do anything anyway. This is just their latest excuse. Remember the scriptures? And, you know, I have to bring up some scripture in this because I read scripture every day. Wars and rumors of wars. Do you know what I used to think that meant? And apparently I was so wrong. I used to think that meant wars and then maybe rumblings of war. Okay. Wars, rumblings of war. And I used to think that's what it meant. But when you look up the word rumor, it actually means disseminating half-truths. So then I started wondering why it's in there. Why is that written in there? Because I could see saying there'll be wars, but why the rumor of wars? It's a really interesting phrase, isn't it? And it didn't need to be said, really. You could have just said wars, but rumors of wars. That's kind of an interesting piece because when I look back, like I just said, on all the wars that we've had, there have been a lot of half-truths behind them as it came out later. And it always took a long time for it to come out because we are a very emotional people. We get involved and we want to help people. And that's the good part about us. I wouldn't change that. I really wouldn't. But I think that in people's guts, they're feeling like the timing of this was very strange. Almost too strange with the government shutdown looming because there were monies that were going to go to Ukraine, possibly shutting down. And all of a sudden you have this ramped up effort for no reason. There wasn't a reason, except very minor things that had been happening all along, to provoke this. So the timing's really strange. Okay. And I don't know that we can not see that or mention it. And right away, the stories of grandmothers and babies being killed and raping women. And I'm sorry, but you're going into a country that is obviously well armed to take you out. And those are the first things you're doing when you're up against an army that could take you out in 2 seconds. And are they going in for territory? Because it's not really clear what they're doing. They're just going in to wreak havoc. I'm not understanding that. That usually isn't the case. And like I said, people here, you know, when they talk about immediately, they said within 3 days that the United States, this is Reuters and AP, so you know where it's coming from, said that they were going to come here. Well, people were saying, well, yeah, we have an open border. We do. And they said ISIS was going to do the same thing, but they didn't. And then they're saying Hamas cells are here. Could there be? Yes. Plausible. Okay. We don't know who's coming through that border. And our government isn't defending our border. At the same time, we have a country that's 90% armed. So the likelihood of something like that happening, knowing that, might not be. But you know what the problem here is? Here's the real crux of it. They want you to feel paralyzed with fear over the perception of illness, obviously with COVID, and the perception of fear of violence happening anywhere at any time. Why? Why do they want you to perceive fear on both fronts? Because then you no longer move around anonymously and freely, dear citizen. They just take more liberty away for safety on both fronts. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Stay with me. You got to stay with me.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. Glad to be with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. I'm asking questions. I feel like we should be because we're Americans when things don't make sense, but I also feel like right now things are very emotional out there, and people are very quick to jump down each other's throats and tell them how to think, and that thought process has to come from mainstream media. And the weird part is that we know our government lies to us about everything, our health and banking, and I mean, you name it, they're lying. Okay. But when it comes to foreign affairs, they're suddenly always telling the truth. I've never understood that. It's a very bizarre thought to have that you would believe them in foreign affairs, but in nothing else. Because once a liar, a liar. So I think you have to question at this point. And I know people get upset at the thought of questioning. I know they do. And I don't know why. I actually think questions actually kind of give me peace because I feel like I'm still thinking. I feel like I'm still critically thinking about something and I'm not on the emotional side of things. And it's easy to get emotional because you don't want to think people are being, you know, harmed and raped and murdered and things like that. And I get that. And I would always feel bad for any real victims in that situation. And I'm sure there are. And that's despicable. And we should always condemn that. That's why I say I would fly a flag that says I stand with the people of Israel, but I don't trust their government because I don't trust any government. In January of this year, they had a massive war game between Israel and the United States. Not with both of us on the same page, obviously. And this was dubbed Juniper Oak 2023. And it involved over 100 and, oh my gosh, there were so many, 140 aircraft, 12 naval vessels, artillery systems, both nations drilling in Israel and Eastern Mediterranean. These games went down in January. There's a huge amount of footage coming from these because they had professional photographers come and videographers, and they captured a lot of footage from this. And the footage looks very real, and I mean extremely real, as if it's a real attack. I mean, smoke in the background and people being harmed and all kinds of things, okay, were being shown. And this war game, you know, went on for a little while here in January, and I started seeing some of the footage of this being passed off as what was going on now. Now, that could be a mistake, of course, but it was really strange because I was seeing the same pictures from the drills and then seeing the pictures on TV. And I remember with COVID, we saw hospitals, right? And they were claiming to have these hospitals in certain locations. And then, of course, it came out that these hospitals were not in those locations and they were not filled to the brim with people. So it's not like we haven't been lied to before. And I thought that that was kind of strange. And the footage, I mean, we're talking all kinds of blood and all kinds of things in these footage, pieces of footage. I mean, which make you really, I mean, it looks like a real battle. I mean, it was very realistic, which I'm sure drills, do they need to be? Sure. Okay. I can see that, but you'll notice that in the pictures online, a lot of it, you know, is saying urban warfare drill in Israel, you know, a drill. So I'm hoping we're not confusing drill footage with actual footage because that wouldn't be okay. And they were also preparing for chemical attacks and things like that. In this drill. Also, I have to say that the drone attack, I just saw the drones being allowed to come in, and I thought, well, that's kind of strange. They can get rid of drones in a heartbeat. But there were also similar headlines of drone attacks with Syria and different things like that, too. So we also saw the same storylines there, okay? So that was strange. I remember Smedley Butler 90 years ago said, war is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. When Ron Paul was talking about Israel funding Hamas in the beginning, and whether they, who knows what it, where it stands now, but in the beginning they were funding Hamas and talked about, there were a lot of people talking about how the people of Israel could be very much used as pawns. And I very much agree with the fact that that could be because of the fact that we're used as pawns. Why would it be any different? Why would these governments be any different? The headlines coming across, of course, are the very, very similar. Jerusalem's a ghost town. Israel preps ground invasion. Why haven't they been doing that? SEAL team for hostage rescues, they have plenty of military to fight this. And so I don't know why so quickly we're going over to step in. Okay, and if it's for the Americans, okay, but that part doesn't make sense because I know that they are, they have a huge, huge, huge army. That seems really, really strange. And then today's headlines, the news came out and it talked about the fact that they were mounting this ground defense, and they were also saying that they were finally going to use tanks, or they were finally going to use some big equipment. And they were also on the verge of forming a war cabinet, that Netanyahu was forming a war cabinet. And I thought that was kind of weird with the defense minister. Because I would imagine they would already have that. Doesn't make sense with Gantz's National Unity Party. I would imagine they would already have those things, but we're hearing that they don't. So if anyone can fill in those blanks for me, I would really appreciate that too, because that's not making sense either. So much of this doesn't make sense. The timing, the reasons, the way it happened, the hang gliders, the drones, those things could be taken care of in minutes. It was really reminiscent of 9/11 when our Air Force pilot, when the jets were sent out on a drill that mimicked 9/11, the drill itself mimicked a scenario of 9/11, and they were sent out an hour and a half away so that they couldn't respond to the planes or get up near the planes, which they would have in minutes normally. And the guy that was heading up that drill was new, brand new. So that was kind of an interesting component, but it was very reminiscent of that. It was our own Air Force was sent far away so that they couldn't respond and get up near the planes when the planes come into airspace that obviously they would have in a heartbeat been sent to do that. It was very reminiscent of that. And there was no explanation for that. And in Syria, I remember catching a lot of heat in the beginning because I was questioning. I said, you know, this is a guy that people elected in their country. Whether I agree with what he does or not, they elected him. And we had him on 60 Minutes and they were doing all these interviews with him. And he seemed like a pretty normal guy. And then all of a sudden, Obama with his headlines of he's gassing his people. He's gassing his people for no apparent reason. Just all of a sudden went crazy, I guess. That was the headline. And wanted to stoke the war over there and take him out. Then Trump came in. We didn't take Assad out. And I was grateful for that. But I remember everybody was very, very emotional over a couple of pictures. Remember Time Magazine? Time Magazine showed in Bosnia the guy behind the fence in a concentration camp, is what they were saying, and he was emaciated. Well, the truth was, it came out later that the guy was standing on the outside of the fence, and he actually had an illness that caused him to look that way. Very reminiscent of the polar bear that they tried to pass off as didn't have enough ice. And then all of a sudden it was a sickly bear. They chose a bear who was actually a sickly bear to pass off climate change with the ice age. And by the way, in 20 years, the ice is still slowly melting. Not yet melted. Slowly melting. That's a slow melt. We get all of these pictures in our minds of these things that are happening. And so my advice on this, because the headlines are so reminiscent of things that we've seen before that came out and they weren't truthful, that we take a really measured approach in really going in and doing some research and really looking and critically thinking about every single thing we're told in the media. I think the media lies to us in this country. I think they lie about our health. I think they lie about bank. I think they lie about everything. And then I think they also lie about foreign affairs consistently, and they have for over 100 years. Why would it be any different today? So with that being said, as a good American, I would say you ask more questions. You don't follow blindly. We question everything. And then if everything shakes out well, and that would be sad, obviously, and nobody wants to see anything like that happen. But what I find kind of interesting, too, is that we are a people around the world that just want to live our lives and have some peace. And I see mostly the governments are having a hard time with that and want the violence and want the exchanges and want us to live in fear of our perception of violence because it just brings on more control for them. So they're the only ones really going around stoking all the fires of contention. We have most people around the world just want to live pretty peaceably and live their lives. And so that's what I'm in favor of today is people. People around the world that I think are fabulous people, and I want to support people. Thanks, you guys. I have questions. What can I say? I've got questions. For the Alex Jones Show, I'm Kate Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.